Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we watch the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Meetu.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching the 2020 reboot of Saved by the Bell on Peacock.
So stay tuned to find out what type of teacher Meetu would be at Bayside High.
A great one, probably the favorite.
You sure about that?
Yes, any subject.
Any subject.
Yeah.
Calc 2 and AP Physics.
Those are classes I took when I was in high school.
Okay.
However many years ago.
Many years ago.
Okay, you're literally older than I am. So, Beach, what happened in this first episode?
At the beginning of the series, we're actually introduced to now California Governor Zach Morris from the original series. And we find out due to some interesting budgeting decisions that some of the underfunded schools are now closing. This is leading some of these students from working class families to have nowhere to go. But the bright idea from a news reporter is to send them to the privileged schools such as Bayside High, where not only Zach and his wife Kelly attended, but their son, Mac Morris, played by Mitchell Hoog, our titular character who is kind of the new Zach Morris who will occasionally break the fourth wall, is Daisy, played by Hiskiri Velasquez, who is smart, ambitious, a sophomore, and in this episode wants to run for student council president. We also meet two of her classmates from her other school, Aisha, played by Alicia Pascual Pena, and Devante, played by Dexter Darden. And then some of Mac Morris and his wealthy friends include Lexi, played by Josie Tuta, and Jamie, played by Belmont Camelli. And so the cool thing is, we not only have this new cast of characters, but we have original members like Zach and Kelly, and we also have AC Slater by Mario Lopez, who is the PE teacher and football coach, and Jesse Spano, played by Elizabeth Berkeley Lauren, who is the guidance counselor.
And her son is Jamie, the captain of the football team.
Mm-hmm. So, Meetu, what did you think of this new cast of characters?
You know, I was waiting on a Lisa Turtle appearance. I'm Lisa Turtle Hive.
She has a cameo coming up.
Yes, I am looking forward to that. I would say this first episode was different from other reboots in that it's both a continuation of the story and also a little bit of a parody of Saved by the Bell. There's little moments like Daisy has this old phone because her parents can't afford a better one. And it is very clearly Zach Morris's brick phone from the first run of the show. It's like this giant 80s mobile phone. And there's a moment where AC Slater is trying to recruit Devante for the football team, and he pulls his chair around and sits backwards in it. And Devante goes, oh, I've never seen someone sit in a chair like this. It was a fun poke at the show we loved, because you and I both are Saved by the Bell Hive, but also a fresh take at continuing the story.
It was an interesting choice where they didn't want to just do Saved by the Bell again, but with everyone's kids. Instead, they're taking some of these familiar characters and their children, some of these new characters, but putting it in a heightened world where they're very self-aware that these wealthy kids are overprivileged to an extreme. And Bayside High is like now a parody of a high school, and they really work with that.
So now let's talk about the cast that you and I grew up with. I don't think I watched the original run of Saved by the Bell. I watched reruns on probably TBS or something when I was getting ready for school. Is that how you watched it as well?
Yeah, it came on in the mornings on TBS.
Smart. They knew exactly how to appeal to their target audience. So why don't you tell us about where some of our faves are now?
So like I mentioned earlier, we have Zach Morris, who is now governor of California, and he did marry his high school sweetheart, Kelly Kapowski, now Kelly Morris. She is the first lady of California and maybe doesn't agree with everything that Zach has done, especially with education funding.
They had to combine the schools because Zach cut $10 billion from the education budget, and then that left a lot of underfunded schools to shutter and close.
But he supported small businesses and the oil industry.
They said that the shuttered schools would be used for high school show sets, which was another, I think, self-referential wink at the industry writ large.
You need a school for a movie or a TV show, find an abandoned one.
Do you think we're going to see some sparks fly between Jesse and AC Slater?
I didn't get any hints of that. It really seems like they've moved on. Especially Jessie. She seems to be in a very different place in her life. Maybe AC will try and make a move again, but he seems more focused on his students. Did you pick up on any hints?
I wonder if they'll give the OG fans that, like, a little bit of a tease. Even if they don't go for it, maybe they'll give people the opportunity to see a date or something.
I like that they have moved on. I don't think everyone is meant to be with their high school sweetheart.
You're right. BJ is team closure, team grow up, team has been decades. Mm-hmm. So I respect that. I'll let that go.
No, if you want to push them together, me too. Push away.
Okay, you do not see my name in the credits for this show. I have nothing to push anywhere. So what about the new kids? Like you said, they are over the top, ostentatious, privileged. You see Mac and Lexi vying to be class president so that they can get the best parking spot right in front of the school. You see Daisy vying to be class president because she's in this new school environment and she's immediately being met with difficulties of participating because she doesn't have the same resources as everyone else. So she doesn't have an iPad and she can't scan the books the way the other students scan them, things like that. How did you feel about their dynamic?
I really liked the Mac-Lexi friendly rivalry. I thought that they had good chemistry and they were really the most over-the-top characters who are showing us this extreme. Daisy, she's very in the middle. She does break the fourth wall, which is fun, but she's a little too real compared to everyone else, if that makes sense. Because she's acknowledging all of the imbalance within Bayside and what's going on for her and then other new students versus the kids who are used to being there versus her friends like Aisha and Devante. They seem to have adjusted really well, and they don't seem to have the same criticism of Mac, Lexi, and Jamie. They're taking it as it is and trying to give it a chance, while Daisy's very focused on making change, which is good, but also seems like she should just try and enjoy high school.
I see what you're saying. So Daisy calling out the gross inequities kind of takes you out of the sheen of this parody, light, funny show.
I see it might be necessary for some viewers, but I think the inequities are also very clearly presented, so you don't need a character to break it down for us.
Zach initially was a narrator to break the fourth wall and set the stage for what's happening at the school. And Daisy is doing that, but she's an outsider. So from the frame of her character, can't help but comment on what's wrong.
And I think she'll adapt more. You know, she's still new to this environment. And I think it's more of her being really unfamiliar with these kids in this school and still trying to make new friends. She hasn't really met anyone outside of her assigned buddy.
I loved her friend, though. I loved Aisha. I also loved Mac's friend, Lexi. You and I tend to always like the friends. Maybe a little bit more than leading characters. But Aisha being an athlete, and in this first episode, we see her toying with the idea of trying out for the football team. It's just fun to watch. And then with Lexi, she's just so ridiculous that to me, that portrayal by Josie Tota is almost delicious. You just sort of soak up all of that drama. Lexi even has a reality show, which I think is a parody of I Am Jazz, the TLC show about a trans girl who is a teenager. So similarly, Lexi has a show following her. And apparently Josie was brought on as a producer on the show to make sure that her character's portrayal was respectful.
And we also have Devante, like Aisha, who really is going after the activities that he wants at this new school. Instead of being pressured into the football team by AC Slater, we see him try out for a musical.
It is interesting to see a show in 2020 play with preconceived notions and stereotypes, because as soon as AC Slater saw Devante, he sees like this giant black boy and is like, thank goodness I have my D-line, O-line, whatever, wherever I can put him on the football team, I have him. And we learn in the episode that Devante is not into football.
And it's good that he doesn't feel like being in this new school, he should try and go into football to maybe be popular and make friends. He really is going to forge his own path.
So did you think that we needed a reboot of Saved by the Bell?
I don't think we ever need a reboot.
Fair.
But I think that Saved by the Bell is such an iconic show that it makes sense that this would be the next reboot. But I'm surprised at their take on it. I really thought they would just try and mimic the same setup from the 90s.
Versus having a continuation and then really a very self-referential parody of itself.
The continuation makes sense when we have a world of like Fuller House and Raven's Home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the parody aspect, the extreme divide in socioeconomic status, and that being a huge part of the plot, and how they're remixing our idea of what Bayside really would be like nowadays.
So who's your favorite character from the first run?
Ooh, that's tough. I guess it probably was Zach. Who was your favorite?
I would go back and forth. So I loved Jessie. I loved that she was just this strong, headstrong, very sure of herself young woman. But then Lisa was like, and shout out to Lark Voorhees, Lisa was the embodiment of cool. She was just cool, but not mean. And she was dressed so fashionably.
Except to Screech.
Well, Screech harassed her. I think some of these plot lines wouldn't work in 2020. Screech, like, stalked her. It's not healthy, that dynamic.
If you guys look too much into it, there's a lot of commentary on Zach, actually by one of the, I think, writers or creators of this series.
Oh, yes.
If you look too much at Saved by the Bell, it was a messed up show.
Yes, there is that blog that's like, Zach Morris is an a-hole or something.
Zach Morris is trash, and that guy works on this show.
That makes sense. He doesn't grow up to be the greatest person. He shutters schools to line the pockets of the fossil fuel industry.
And support small businesses.
Okay. I also think most shows made more than 5-10 years ago, we can't sharpen the lens on.
Yeah, the jokes were a different time.
Even when you watch old episodes of The Office or even Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, shows with some recency, even those. Was it this summer that a fafillion shows took down their blackface episodes? I didn't even know this many shows had blackface episodes.
Even Tyra Banks did blackface on America's Next Top Model.
Yes, she had that white woman dress as a single black mom and hold that black baby.
Multiple seasons, she was painting girls black.
Let me tell y'all something right now. I know that Tyra Banks had a little bit of her own reckoning this summer. I could not more strongly recommend revisiting that talk show of hers and clips of like America's Next Top Model most extreme makeovers. There was one where this girl was like 17 or 18, tried out for the show, missed her prom, and was eliminated, I think, the day of her prom or right after. It's like they intentionally kept her to get maximum hurt.
It's not like they intentionally, they did intentionally.
And then there was another one where they shaved this girl's head and then eliminated her the next day. It's just, Tyra Banks was a menace. Strongly recommend looking back on that. That's something we don't need to reboot, even though America's Next Top Model is still on air.
So let's come back to the present. And this new version of Saved by the Bell, who's your favorite new cast member?
I would say Aisha. Even though she wasn't super highlighted in this first episode, I'm really excited to see where she goes next as a member, potentially, of the football team.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential cool storylines for her.
What about for you?
This is tough. No one really stands above anyone else. So they are all equally my favorite.
That's the... That's the most polite way to be rude.
Nothing that I said is rude, me too. Stop reading between the lines.
Okay. Are you going to watch more episodes of Saved by the Bell on Peacock?
Well, you know, what had happened was I got so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like this panoramic pandemic at Panera. And I just don't know if I have time or energy or interest. So I would watch again while doing laundry for specific episodes that people may recommend to me. What's your rating?
Okay, so for the people in the panoramic, in the Panera, I would actually recommend this show. If you like comedies, if you liked the original run of Saved by the Bell, if you want a little escapist television that is just campy and bright and funny and very self-referential, then I think this will be the show for you. I will watch again seriously. I probably won't binge it all today, but I'll definitely finish it within the next couple weeks And I would recommend our listeners check it out too. And maybe we can all band together and email BJ at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com to tell him which episodes we recommend for him to watch while he puts away his laundry.
Or we can wait till Me Too finishes binging and then she can give us a highlight of her favorite episodes and she'll email that to everyone. If you want to be on that list, email us at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com and direct it towards Me Too.
To find more reviews, including episodes where we assign each other newsletter homework, go to thepilotpodcast.com and you can also find us on all podcasting platforms.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at thepilotpod. And if you have any thoughts, feelings, or show suggestions like this one, you guys were all excited about the new Saved by the Bell reboot, be sure to email us those ideas at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.